Hello and welcome to this demonstration of using AppV with System Center 2012 R2 Configuration Manager. My name is Brad Joseph. Now, before we launch into the demonstration, there are a few key points, and I just want to call these out briefly. First of which is, prior to deploying an AppV sequenced application, the AppV client software must be deployed as an application as well, and you'll see that in the demonstration. Another thing to keep in mind is you can specify the AppV client as a requirement when you are deploying a sequenced AppV application. So you can imagine a user in a scenario that goes out to the software center and say they want to install the Word Viewer client. They can click on that, hit the installation, and as a result, the requirement of having the AppV client installed will pull that through as well. So they'll get both of those installed at the same time. Third bullet here is the AppV client runs the AppV sequenced applications themselves, and that's kind of obvious, and I know you're learning that in the classroom, but it's this key point that the AppV clients has to be instantiated or installed in order for you to run those AppV sequenced applications. The last point, this requires System Center 2012 Configuration Manager, and that can be version SP1, or in this case in our demonstration environment, we'll be running R2. So we'll be running System Center 2012 R2 Configuration Manager from here on out. Now, there are the steps for using AppV with Configuration Manager. There are 7 steps, and it kind of looks like a bit of work here, but these are very, very short steps and shouldn't take us too long to get through them. But let's start with the first one. You know, you prepare the AppV client in the System Center 2012 R2 Configuration Manager console itself. So what that preparation means is you get the application ready, there's distribution points, and you're ready for deployment, and you deploy it. The next thing we do is we create and configure a sequenced Excel Viewer application. Now, that's just for this demonstration. This could be any application, but we've chosen the Excel Viewer application. Now, the third one is create and configure a sequenced Word Viewer application, very much like step 2, but we're going to change the deployment type. So in step 2, when we can create and configure the sequenced Excel Viewer, we'll be doing that so that the distribution is required. So all of our 8.1 desktops, Windows 8.1 desktops, will be required to install that Excel Viewer. It'll be pushed out to your organization as well as the AppV client. Now in step 3, it's a bit different. We won't make that required. We'll make that what's known as available, so a user can go out to the software center and click on available for the Word Viewer, and when that installs, if the AppV client hasn't been installed already, it'll bring that along with it. So there's a distinction there into steps 2 and 3 that's a bit subtle. The fourth step is distribute application to distribution points. That's simply just pushing it out to your network, making it readily available. Fifth, to make all this happen, we need to create a virtual environment for the connected applications. Think of that as kind of a virtual infrastructure for all of this to occur. Six, we'll just go ahead and deploy these sequenced apps, the Excel Viewer and the Word Viewer. And in the seventh and final steps, we're going to go back and we're going to verify that that AppV client was indeed installed on an 8.1 machine, as well as a sequenced application. So at this point, we can just jump right into the demonstration. I'm going to hop over to a System Center server that I have running. And you'll notice that this System Center 2012 R2 Configuration Manager console, you'll notice that down here in the right-hand corner, we have our workspaces that we're familiar with. We have administration, monitoring, software library, assets, and compliance. And you know we're going to start at the software library. And in the software library, we want to manage applications, so we'll go to Application Management. And what it says here is Manage Applications Deployment, Application Deployments for Users and Devices, and configure global conditions for all applications in the hierarchy. Let's go a step deeper and let's take a look at applications. When we manage an application, we manage and deploy applications to users and devices and configure rules to install and uninstall applications. So let's go ahead and click that. Now you'll notice right away we don't have an application deployed. That's the point of the demonstration. So what we'll do here is we'll create the application. Two ways to do that. If you look up on the ribbon, create application. What I like to do is just go down in the field here and right-click and create an application there. Okay, here we are on the specify settings for this application. Now, we're going to be installing the AppV client, and that AppV client is an MSI file. If you look down here at type, we have that set already. You can drop that down and see there are various types here. Later on, the next two applications, we will be creating one for the Excel Viewer and the Word Viewer. We will be creating a Microsoft Application Virtualization version 5. But in this case, it's an MSI file. And I need to go out to that share that I've created, where I have all of my applications for this purpose, for this demonstration. So I'm going out to London Configuration. This is the name of my demo server. And I've created a software share, virtual applications, and I'm going to go into this client directory. And of course, I have the AppV client for 64-bit, AppV client for 32-bit. I'm going to use the 64-bit, so let's go ahead and open that. Okay, looks good. Move down. Next. I'm going to walk my way out of this wizard and take all of the defaults. Okay, green is good. Everything's there. So the next thing we want to do with this AppV client is we want to distribute the content, and we also want to deploy this. So what I'm going to do is right-click the Microsoft Application Virtualization Client, and I'm going to go down to Distribute Content. Now, if you notice up here, sorry, that the there. You notice up here in the ribbon we have Distribute Content, we have Deploy. These things are available from here, but I prefer to right-click, and I'm going to do that now. And I'm going to review the selected content. This is what I want to distribute. Once again, yes. Now, this is the place where you specify the content destination. I'm going to read this to you directly. Content will be distributed to the following distribution points, distribution point groups, and the distribution point groups that are currently associated with collections. And I'm going to add a distribution point by hitting this Add drops down, select distribution point. And I do have a server, London Configuration, and it's in my adatum.com domain. That's the one I'm going to choose. And I'm going to select OK. I'll walk my way through this wizard. Our next step will be to deploy this, so I'm going to close out. And again, I can right-click. Deploy is on the ribbon, but I'm going to take deploy out of the drop-down. And I want to deploy this software from a collection. Now, you'll notice the default here is the user collections. You see all user groups, all users. Something you're familiar with. Let's take the drop down here and do the device collection, because I'm really interested in the actual computers or machines on my in my organization. I'm going to select Windows 8.1 systems. That's where I want this to go. And I will select OK. Next. 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 And we will get a summary here. Okay, that's good. Now we're moving on to step two, and that's to create and configure a sequenced Excel viewer application. And of course, this is the demonstration application we're using. And our first step, we're still in the software workspace. We're still in the application management container down in applications. And it's at this point you can go ahead and right-click again, similar, create an application. And we want to do it a bit differently. The type we want is not the MSI file, so go ahead and drop that down and work your way about halfway down, and you see the Microsoft Application Virtualization version 5. That's what we want. We'll go next. Ah, of course, I need to browse for the actual application itself. So I'm going to go back where I store these, and we are doing the Excel Viewer. And there it is, excelviewer.appv, something we know to be, because of that extension appv, to be an AppV application for this viewer. Select that. Should go a bit better. Okay, good. Let's go back up to the Excel viewer. Let's do a right click. Let's take a look at the properties on the very bottom here. Okay, quite a few tabs here. General information, application catalog, references, distribution setting. We want to go to the deployment types. Let's go ahead and click on that. And what we see are the deployment types, Excel viewer. And I'm going to edit this. again, some more tabs to take a look at, but we really want to pay attention to the Dependencies tab. And I want to add a dependency for the Excel viewer, so I will click the Add button. And I want to name this dependency or this dependency group AppVClient. Just somewhat intuitive. So I've created this group. I will click Add. And to this client, I want to add, the AppV virtualization 5.1 client. So what I meant to say is to this application, the Excel viewer, I want to add this as a dependency. So in other words, Excel viewer will not fire up unless we have this AppV client installed. So that looks good, and I'm going to hit OK here. Okay, that ends step two, where we created and configured a sequenced Excel viewer app. We're going to do another app. We're going to use and create and configure the sequenced Word viewer application, and we're going to change the deployment type just a bit. So pretty much the same procedure. We're going to right click. We're going to create this application. It's not an MSI. We want to have it be a Microsoft Application Virtualization version 5. Let's browse out to that share where we store all of this. Word viewer, there again, APPV as a suffix or an extension. It's the one we want. Let's walk through this. Okay. Let's go ahead and right-click the viewer and take a look at some, move this down. Right-click the Word viewer, take a look at properties. Very familiar. We were just here. Deployment types, AppV. Let's do an edit. Now, in this case, where before we chose a dependency, we're going to actually click on requirements here. And I'm going to add a requirement. Now, our category, there are a couple of categories here, user, device, custom. We are going to stay with device. And under the condition, we want to set the condition such that it must be an operating system. And down here, it has to be one of the following. Windows 8.1 is what I'll choose. And as you know, Windows 8.1, it will cover the RT device because it does accept an 8.1 on the update, a 64-bit version of Windows 8.1, and a 32-bit. So it covers all three of those. I just say OK. And we will walk our way through. OK. That brings us to step four, and we want to distribute these applications to distribution points. So what we want to do is we can click on the Excel viewer, and I'm going to hold down my control key here just so I can click more than one. So control, and I have Word viewer. So I have both of them selected. I'm going to right click, and at this point I want to distribute this content, so I will go down and distribute the content. Again, it can be done from the ribbon. I'm doing it here. You have selected the following content for distribution, and that content is our Excel viewer and our Word viewer. Let's go to next. Review the content to distribute. The content that you have selected and its associated dependencies will be added to this distribution. Of course, we have our viewers, and we also have that application AppV client, which is what we want to see. Specify the content destination. At this point, we will add a distribution point. And again, we have in the adatum.com domain our London configuration server. That works well. Work our way through this. Okay, good. Now I'm just a little bit curious about this, so I'm going to walk down to the monitoring workspace. And I'm curious about the distribution status over here. View, content status, distribution point status, and distribution point configuration status. Let's go ahead and click on that. And since we're pushing out some content here, I'm going to hit the content status link here. And there's some things, key takeaways here. bit of an eye chart, but let's focus in about five lines down to the Excel viewer. Now, the Excel viewer is a bit of software, it's an application, and we see the compliance is 100%. And what you want to see here is compliance at 100%. Sometimes it takes a bit of time. Let's say we did 40 applications in these prior steps up to step four. And we would see that these would be loading, so they'd be 30, 40, 50, 60. We're at 100 here, so it went through quickly. We're also at 100% compliance, which means we're ready to go ahead with step five, where we create our virtual environment for these applications. And that's for our Microsoft Application Virtualization, or App V client. We're at 100%. That's good. And lastly, look at the very bottom, our Word Viewer. Same situation, 100%. So feeling good about that and feeling good about moving on to step five. So jump back up to the software library. Now, in the software library, if you look at, well, step five is to create the virtual environment for connected applications. So what we want to do here is we want to stay within the software library and stay within the application management container, but look down here at AppV virtual environments. This is what we want to do. We want to create this. And up on the ribbon, there's a, you can create a virtual environment. I'm going to stay down here in the field and right-click, create virtual environment. And I have to give this a name, and I think I'll call it Connected Apps. So go ahead and enter that. And I'm going to click Add again. Specify the applications that will run in the same virtual environment. Now I want to have a group name here, and it says select the AppV deployment types that will run in the same virtual environment and share the same file system and registry on client computers. I'm going to name it the same thing and just pretty much paste that in there. Connected apps, and I will hit add. At this point, I can add my applications. There's Excel Viewer. I'm going to start with that and say OK. Looks good. I'm going to add Word Viewer. I'm going to select that and say OK there too. So those are the applications for our virtual environment. And we'll walk our way out of this. And that should bring us to step six, which is to deploy the sequenced applications. Now, we're going to remain in the software library under Application Management Container. We're going to go ahead to Applications. And to deploy, it's pretty simple. We're going to click the Excel Viewer, right-click, and deploy. This fires up another wizard. And I want to look at the collection. It's our Excel Viewer, sure enough, but we want to look at the collection. And I want to deploy this to device collection. And I want to deploy it to my Windows 8.1 systems in my enterprise. So I'm going to say OK to that. Work our way through. And here's the interesting part. Specify settings to control how the software is deployed. My action, of course, is to install. And my purpose, when I install, I want it required. That means I'm going to be pushing this out to all of my 8.1 systems out there. So I will leave that as is, and I will walk my way through. And green is good. Now let's take a look at that Word Viewer application. Again, we're going to deploy to devices. We will do the same thing, the device collection, and I want those 8.1 systems to potentially receive this. Install action. I want to make it available. Now, the difference between available and required is that when I'm in my software center, I'm allowed to select this on my discretion, or my users are. So I'll make it available to our users, whereas Excel will be pushed out to these 8.1 systems. The Word Viewer will be actually not be, and it'll be something that users will come back and install themselves. So let's work our way out of this. And this should bring us to our final step, which is the seventh step. And this is where we verify the deployment of AppV client and the sequenced applications that we've created. So I'm going to jump over actually to a client machine. It's a Windows 8.1 machine that I have set up. First things first, just to show you that it is a Windows 8.1, there we are. There's the desktop, or the start screen, pardon me. And here is the desktop. I'm going to jump over to the Software Center. Now, you'll notice the Software Center, we have software available, installation status, and installed software. So what we have available to us here is our Microsoft Application Virtualization AppV client. Now, if we'd have started this demo right away and shown our 8.1 machine, which we're showing right now, this wouldn't even have been there. So we've already pushed this out and made it available. Our installation status is it hasn't been installed. So just want to set the stage here for what's about to happen. Let's hop over to the control panel, though. And under System and Security, let's go ahead and click on that. Work our way to the bottom of that. And you'll see down here at the bottom, Configuration Manager. Go ahead and open that up. Let's bring this down a bit. Okay, what do we have here? A bunch of tabs as well. We know that our assigned management point is the London configuration in the adatum.com domain, so looking good there. Let's call our attention to the actions. Now, there's quite a few actions here. Select an action to run a client cycle independently from schedules that are configured in the Configuration Management Console. So this is somewhat of an override, but we need to do this for this demonstration to get through it. About the fifth one down, Machine Policy Retrieval and Evaluation Cycle. Let's click that. And we're going to run that now. You'll notice that it says the selected cycle will run and might take several minutes to finish, and that is indeed the truth. So I'm going to click that, close out this screen, close out the control panel, and you'll see here in our Software Center that what's going on is applications are available. The installation status, a bit different, it's downloading, and this will take a few moments. So what we'll do is we'll take a break and come back shortly. Okay, here we are back at the Software Center, and you'll look at the installation status, and we have the Excel Viewer. It's been installed, and the AppV client, the Microsoft Application Virtualization version 5 client, shows in the status that it's installed. Now, while we were away under the status, it was interesting because the Excel Viewer is installed, and once it's installed, it goes to a status of installing the dependency, it says. And so it'll install a dependency, which of course we set up so that the AppV client had to be installed as well. So that first it installed the Excel Viewer, it recognized that there was a dependency, and then it brought over the AppV client. So everything went as according to plan. Let's take a look at available software. Now we have the Excel Viewer. It's installed. We have the AppV client. It's installed. What's available is our Word Viewer, and that's something that I can click on right now and install if I'd like. So that's the discretionary bit where we didn't set it to the required installation, but rather we set it to available installation. So that pretty much shows us how we're doing in the Software Center. I think we're in good shape. Let's go out to the start screen, though, and move down. And let's open and take a look at some apps. Move our way across, and here we are. Microsoft Excel, Office Excel Viewer, new. Another thing I think we should be able to see over here is our Software Center. Yes, that was brought over too. I've actually launched that. If I hadn't, it would say new as well. But I've already launched that. So let's go ahead and launch the Excel Viewer. And while that's launching, I'm going to go ahead and head down here to the taskbar, and I'm going to right-click. And I'm going to open up Task Manager. So we've got a couple of things opening up here. I'm going to maximize Task Manager. There you can see Excel is opening in the background, the Excel Viewer, I should say. So that came across well, and it's running. We notice that it's running. But the point is, I want to get into Task Manager, and let's see what we have here in terms of the AppV services. Down here we have the Microsoft Application Virtualization Client Service. It's running. Below that we have the Microsoft Application Virtualization Client Shell Notifier. It's running as well. And the key here is with Application Virtualization Client Streaming User Experience or UX. That's what's running right now. So it's nice to know it's running. It's nice to know Excel's running. I'm going to close out of that. I want to make a point here, so let's head down and over to the Start button and take a right click and take a look at Programs and Features. Now, in Programs and Features, you're probably familiar with this, of course, but this is where you uninstall or change a program. And you'll notice that the programs available here to uninstall or remove, one of the ones that we've installed just very recently is the Microsoft Application Virtualization and AppV client. Now, we can remove that client, and it sits on this machine, this Windows 8.1 computer. But you'll also notice the absence of this Excel viewer. And that means, of course, that when we have our AppV client running, it is running inside of, and running inside of that is our Excel viewer. And so it's sort of a sandbox for Excel. So when we pull the client off, we're actually pulling just that client, and that AppV client runs independent or inside of that. So we can go ahead and close out of that. That pretty much ends this. Let's go take a look at our slides again, and it would be good to do a quick run through of where we were and where we are on this demo. So quick run through these steps with our AppV, using AppV with Configuration Manager. The first thing we did is we prepared the AppV client in System Center 2012 R2 Configuration Manager. So we prepared it. We had the distribution point configured. We also went out and deployed. The next thing we did, step two, is we created and configured a sequenced Excel viewer application. So we created that in System Center and made that readily available. The next thing we did is we created and configured a very similar application, the Word Viewer application, but we changed the deployment type. And whereas in step two, our Excel viewer, our deployment type was required, so that meant all of our 8.1 machines that we targeted, our devices, they would be required, or that would be brought over the Excel viewer. The next is we installed the, of course, we configured the sequence Word Viewer, and the deployment type in this case was made it available. So our users could go out and at their discretion and install that. Fourth, we distributed the applications to our distribution points, and in our case, just one distribution point. Fifth, was we created a virtual environment for these connected applications. That virtual environment is essentially the infrastructure for all of this to happen. Just a few clicks to make that happen. It was very simple. The sixth, we deployed these sequenced applications. And in seven, we verified deployment of the AppV client and its sequenced application. So we verified that we had the AppV client running, and we verified that the sequenced applications were running inside of that AppV client. Well, I appreciate you watching this demonstration of AppV using System Center 2012 R2 Configuration Manager. Thank you.